Welcome back, listeners. My second guest today is Mary Crotty. She's part of this fundraising team for Respect. It's a charity for the Daughters of Charity for Disabled Support Services and Resource. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Thank you for having me on.
It's absolutely terrific. Can you tell us a little bit about your fundraiser first before I go back and talk about the disability support service?
Well, basically, we're having a lunch on Friday in the Harvard Park Hotel in Ballsbridge, and it starts with a champagne reception and then lunch and fashion from Katrina Hanley.
Wow.
Katrina's originally from Roscommon, and she's based between London and Dublin, and she is an award-winning designer. So she's going to show her autumn-winter collection, and she's famous for her Irish tweeds, so she will have a tweed section. She will have, you know, daytime look, and then magnificent ball gowns and evening wear.
Oh my goodness!
And a lovely three-course lunch prepared by the chef and the team in the Harvard Park. And Brendan Courtney is the MC for the occasion.
Oh, that sounds absolutely fabulous. And Katrina Hanley, does she design for anybody that our listeners might know? Is there anyone that famous that she has celebrities among her?
She's a lot of celebrities, like Vogue Williams and Laura Whitmore, Anna Daly, Anna Daly as well, Maura Duran. So a number of famous people have worn our clothes.
Oh my goodness. And the idea for this, how did that come about, Mary?
Well, the idea came about, Katrina actually was at a fundraising event last December, and she met Sister Zoe, who is the director of Respect, and she said, I'd love to do a fashion show for you. And between hopping and trotting, it was eventually decided that the autumn would be the best time to do it. So it's on Friday, as I say, in the Harvard Park Hotel in Ballsbridge.
Okay, and I just want to know, where is there just one building, or is there a number of buildings that the Daughters of Charity actually run this disability support service?
They have a number. There's a number of bungalows in Glenmaroon, and then also in Clonsilla.
Sorry, Mary, at the first place, whereabouts is that?
Glenmaroon is Chapel Lizard.
Oh, right, a beautiful name.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's absolutely gorgeous name.
Yeah.
And so they have, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I'm fascinated. But so there's a number of cottages, you said.
Yeah, they're bungalows.
Oh, bungalows, okay.
And they're very well, you know, finished, and the residents there absolutely love them, and they get to choose between, you know, when the new places are being built, three colour schemes, you know, so...
Oh, so it really makes them independent before they even go...
It's a home and independent,
yes,
exactly,
yes.
Yeah.
And you see the actual person, and they know immediately that they're being listened and heard before they even move in.
And that's very, very important. I mean, a number of the residents are there for quite a number of years.
All right.
And then also there's a number of homes in the community, and the funds being raised on Friday are going to do an extension to one of those homes. What Respect fundraises for is what we refer to as capital projects, which would be the buildings and fit outs, and also for research. So there's a major research program going on called the Doctorate, where a number of Irish universities, indeed actually all the Irish universities, are involved, and a number of American colleges too, and particularly Michigan State, where they are looking at the use of technology for people with an intellectual disability and autism, And it's amazing some of the findings that are coming out from this research. And some of that will be published fairly shortly.
So am I getting this right? So technology it would be one of the things where they would be able to communicate better or...
Better, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and would that even cover, I'm sorry, Mary, would that even cover things like computers and television and voice, possibly voice activated command or something like that?
Oh, it would indeed. Yeah, it would cover all aspects of that.
Oh.
Like, it is amazing what technology can do for people with an intellectual disability and with autism.
Oh.
And, you know, there is an awful lot more scope that can be discovered.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And I just want to, I don't want to be too personal, but how long have you been involved in this and do you get great joy out of it? And have you been, that's the first question is, have you been involved in the fundraiser for a while?
I have been involved with Respect even before it was Respect. It was the Daughters of Charity.
All right.
And I grew up selling flowers on Holy Thursday for the fundraising for the daughters, and then Respect was set up just 25 years ago with the specific brief to, because a number of the people were living in St. Vincent's and Navan Road, and you know, that's a very old building and that had to be modernised, and it wasn't suitable for the needs. So that's really how Respect was born.
Oh, well, so you've been there to see it from...
I've been there the whole way, yeah.
Almost like, I know this sounds terrible, but moving from ideas of house design from late Victorian, Edwardian, into the technology and everything else. And can I ask you, Mary, before I go off on a tangent and ask you other questions, I just want to find out the tickets for the fashion fundraiser. How can people get in touch with you over that?
They can call me on 087-256-7751.
Well, that's great. And and the fundraiser...
And they could all...
Go ahead.
And they could also call Liam on at the Respect office on 685-6007.
Well, that's wonderful, Mary. Can I just say to you, are you going to... Have you a website?
Myself or Respect?
No. I mean Respect. I mean,
yeah,
will somebody be... But I beg your pardon. I mean,
No.
I'm just wondering if any photographs of the fashion show and the event fundraiser might be put up on online if you're going to do something like that.
Oh, they will. They
further.
Will indeed.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So it's www.respect.ie.
That's great, Mary. And I the other thing is, obviously you're going to be there yourself. Are you looking forward to seeing all the clothes?
Oh, I am. I've been lucky. I've had a sneak preview of some of them.
Okay.
And I tell you, there are some really glamorous clothes there. Amazing fabrics. And colours, so it's going to be exciting.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'm a little bit jealous now, I have to say, at the moment, unfortunately. I can't go this time, but I wish
you... We'll keep you in mind.
Oh, please do. And I have to say, I don't normally say this, but I used to dress the windows in Ireland, so the fashions...
Oh, really?
Oh,
I did.
I did for many years. That's why when the opportunity came up to actually interview you, I got so excited that I knocked you off the phone and the listeners had to be... had to listen to a bit of music, so. But
we also have two shops which you might be interested in. One in Prussia Street and a new one that just opened in Blanchardstown. So indeed, if anyone wants to sort of declutter their wardrobe or knickknacks, they would be very welcome.
Okay, what's the name of the shops?
They're just called Respect.
Ah, Mary, that's wonderful. So you've covered nearly everything apart from, including Katrina Hanley's new autumn winter collection that's going to be on, and also what you're hoping to achieve at the event. And now we just heard the two shops, and I have to say fair play to you for all that time for fundraising, and I think you're quite marvellous, and your team. So Mary, I'm going to wish you the very, very best at your event, and hopefully you'll come again the next time you're organising something. Please come back and we'll have a chit chat, and I promise not to make a botch of the start of the interview.
Listen, good to talk to you.
And
thank you
too,
very
Mary.
Much indeed
not
for
at all.
Us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye now.